So this should change your whole demeanor about the present time. So if you're saved, like myself, born again, then we got to come back for another 1,000 years as kings and priests. So we're coming back. We're going to be raptured out of this place. If we die, absent from the body, present with the Lord. But if we get raptured, we go to the Bema seat right then, and we come back 7 years later. For 1,000 years with a new body. So we're going to be the shapeshifters. We'll come back to earth as kings and priests under Christ. And we will have our spiritual body, right? When we see him, we'll be like him, right? We'll have our spiritual body, but we'll also be able to be seen with a natural body, just like the angels in the Old Testament. Abraham. Jesus came down with two angels, and they looked human, you know. So we will be the shapeshifters, and we'll be coming back. So I want you to think about what I'm saying. As bad as it looks, as crazy as it sounds, as wild as it is, we're coming back to straighten it out for 1,000 years. And then it's going to be delivered up back to God. So it's a birthing. So kings and priests. What is a priest? What is a doctor? To make sure the baby is birthed. When the woman goes to the doctor, she's trying to make sure that baby gets birthed. And so what is happening? Jesus is going to rule for 1,000 years to bring peace so that the baby will be birthed. A new heaven, a new earth. The Freemasons can't do it. The Jesuits can't do it. The witches can't do it. The Kabbalists can't do it. The magician priest class, whatever it is, can't do it. They can't deliver this earth back to God. Only Jesus can do it. And so you're going to come back for 1,000 years, back to this place for 1,000 years. And then after the 1,000 years, there's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. But this place has to be birthed. Just like you have to be born again, just like a baby has to be birthed, just like anything, a vision you have has to be birthed, there has to be labor to birth something. And so the earth groans and waits for the sons of God to appear, because this place has to be birthed and get its new body. Just like you get a new body, the baby in the womb comes out and gets a new body, transformation. It's all about being transformed to your new spiritual body. There's no babies in heaven. There's no baby angels. There's no dogs and cats. Ecclesiastes says they go back to the grave. This is why you should be kind to your animal, to the animals. You know, the way a person treats animals, if they own them, if they're mean to them, that person has an evil heart. It's an animal. If it's a rabid, mean animal, either go get it fixed medically, or if you have to get rid of it because it's dangerous to people. But it's usually a training issue. People have been training their animal to be wild, you know. We're here right now, and the God of this world, the devil's system, the 666, is approaching, right? You can see it encroaching. So why is the 666 encroaching? Because the devil wants to be worshipped, and we're not going to worship God. So he says, okay, you can't buy or sell unless you worship me. So you're going to be hungry, you're going to be starving, and that's how they're moving. BlackRock, Bill Gates, all of them, they're moving to that. The AI, it's moving towards that. But the church is going to be caught up. then the two witnesses, the 144,000 be preaching, and the whole world's going to be saying, kill them, because they don't want to see their sin. Everybody be tied to the hive, right? You already see Elon Musk doing it. Yeah, I don't know why people don't think he's part of the Antichrist system. He is. I mean, he nonchalantly said, well, if Jesus is saving people, I'm in. But he didn't say, I'm a sinner, I repent. He wants to be in on it, but he don't want to have to be persecuted, you know. He was kind of mocking those guys. Babylon Bee was being mocked, I think. I think they were being mocked, in my opinion. You don't tie people's brain to the hive mind and support the robots, and they're just running. Look, I told somebody today, I said, look, the construct, you can't think outside the construct. So I don't care who you are, what you are. If you think it, it's already been thought. If you can think it, it's already been thought. Because you can't think outside the construct. God's created this place, and there's a program to birth in the earth. And the harder they fight against it, the harder it is on them, right? The harder they fight against Jesus and his program, the worse it gets for them. It's chaos. I mean, look at the wars and the financial stuff, and they're fighting amongst themselves. My point is, you're coming back for 1,000 years. So you might as well enjoy the training program right now. You got to come back to this. All it is clay. I mean, what is the earth? It's clay. It's dirt. It's rocks, minerals. It's water. I mean, that's all it is. Don't you get tired of looking at dirt? It's trees, it's plants, it's all a created environment, and everything's going back to the grave because of the sin of mankind. So all the trees, they're going to fall over. Everything's going to burn up. Everything's going back to the dirt, dust to dust. When you have a funeral, they say dust to dust, whatever they say after that. I forgot now. I used to know that, but I forgot. Dust to dust, ashes to ash, something like that. But anyway, it's all going back to the earth. I mean, it's just a clump of dirt. You're whether it's a flat earth or round earth or concave or hollow earth or hologram, it's still a holographic dirt, you know? It's just dirt. I read one time, I was reading about how They used to say that the Jewish people could put emmet on a clay. They could make a creature and put emmet on their forehead and bring them to life, you know. Emmet is truth, right? E-M-E-T, met life. E is spirit, met is met life. Emmet, truth. Who is the truth? Jesus. So emmet means met life, which is meeting Jesus. And E, the letter E, is the Holy Spirit. M is a water body. E.T. is extraterrestrial. God is outside of the terrestrial, right? I mean, everybody wants to time travel. No, you don't. You're already a time traveler. You want to get out of time. Everybody wants to live forever. No, you don't. Not in these bodies. You want to get your ethereal body, your ether body. You don't want to be in this body. This clay body is going back to the earth. I mean, think about the infection. Think about the tiredness, the pulled muscles, have to take a shower, have to put on deodorant, change your clothes and socks and wash your clothes and sheets and pillowcases. You got to wash your stuff. Why? Because it's dirty. It's dirt. This place is befallen. The word time means befall. You don't want to be a time traveler. You want to be outside of time, and you can do that right now in your thoughts. Everything is the now. It's all happening right now. You just can't see it unless you start to really meditate on it. Think about the storyline that happened yesterday. It happened today. It might be different people, but it's the same storyline. I watched a movie last night, Colossal, right? And so what happened was this guy, you know, said he was in love with her, but he didn't want her to leave. So they were monsters through some kind of lightning or something. And so they could go to this area and become monsters in South Korea or whatever and step on people or tear people up. And she accidentally did it and felt repentant because she killed people. And he was saying, well, if you leave me, I'm going to kill all these people. He was trying to keep her there, right? He was like a narcissist trying to keep her by force, by manipulation, and hurting other people. And that's happening in a lot of families now. A lot of people, this is happening in jobs, and they want to, if you leave, I'm going to hurt this person. I'm going to do this. You're going to have pain. It's pretty much what it comes down to. I was trying to decode that movie. But it comes down to this. The narcissist is, if you don't do my will and do what I tell you, I'm going to cause you pain and everybody around you pain. And so, like, the narcissist will go and get all their flying monkeys to attack you. And so he would become the monster and step on buildings and kill people and to threaten her if she decided to leave, you know. It was bizarre. I mean, if you really think about that kind of mindset, I mean, he's eventually, those are like the anti-heroes. They always destroy themselves. And so the narcissist, the Jezebel, the legalist, they always destroy themselves, right? Because they put a law on somebody else that they can't even keep, you know? But that movie, I had to think about it and see. My point is, there's nothing new. You could probably go on to AI and say, I want you to write me a movie. So AI would write you a movie, but it's not going to be anything that hasn't already been said. Even AI can't think outside of man, right? Mankind. Man can't think outside of God's creation. And man's creation, AI can't think outside of man. The AI is just reading what man has said, you know. It does have an ability to deduce, because I asked it, I said, looking at the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, what do you think about faith alone and Jesus alone? And it came to the same conclusion. It said, is faith not of works, lest any man should boast? Because I specifically said certain chapters, you know. And it had Abraham believe God, and it was counted for righteousness, right? Abraham believed God and it was counted for righteousness. Believed God and it was counted for righteousness' sake. He was made righteous by faith in the Old Testament. And there's another, the just shall live by faith in the Old Testament. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. You're justified by faith in Jesus, what he did. The just shall live by faith, Old Testament. What do you think about that? Abraham believed God and it was counted for righteousness' sake, Old Testament. So this simulated training program is to get us ready for the 1,000 years, to get us to birth in new creatures, and then get us ready for the new heaven and new earth. It's all by faith. Even then, it's going to be by faith. And so, think about the angels. They got to walk by faith, too. When the devil was arguing with one of them, he said, "The Lord rebuke you." He didn't even argue. He didn't even argue with the devil. He trusted God to rebuke the devil. About what? The body of Moses. The devil saying, "Where's the body of Moses?" Just like they say, where's Noah's Ark? And then when somebody shows them, hey, here's Noah's Ark, say it's shaped just like Noah's Ark. And then they won't let people go in over there. Where's it at? Over in Turkey somewhere. They won't even let people go over there anymore to investigate it, to dig it up, to go into it. You know, they won't even let them in. The devil's always playing a game to try to take your faith away, to get you to walk by sight, not by faith, to destroy your faith, really. That's his whole game. But once you're saved, you're not going to be unsaved. Once saved, always saved, you know. I'm watching these people at this store here with this 7-Eleven. And it's a motley crew. Look around you. It's a motley crew. They can paint the flesh, paint the face, put on fancy clothes. It's still a motley crew. They can try to make it look good, smell good, but it's still the motley crew. Now I know that all these things, 7-Eleven, that has a deeper meaning. A little leaven leavens a whole lump, but 7 is complete. So there's your flesh versus your spirit. Seven, the eleven. Covered by the blood of his cross. A little leaven. I mean, think about it, really. I want you to really think about this. You're walking around with bones, water, skin. The angels have light bodies. They don't get hungry. They can be anywhere at any time. They can move really fast to wherever they need to be. And we get tired if we walk down the block. If it's raining, we got to stay in the house. If it's lightning, we got to stay in the house. Mother Nature, you're in a weak, frail body. If you got shot, most likely die. Somebody stab you, you'd probably die. A miracle some people make. But my point is, this place is a joke, and we got to come back 1,000 years to help birth the other people in. To deliver the earth back to God, you know, under Christ. He's going to do it. We're just going to be saying, yes, sir.